Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachayani Nera Vishesha Shunyavadi Vasya Chayavesha Tarani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Kadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vashkam Charipas Tekripas Sindhu Vyayacha Padidana Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Well, what to say? Perhaps to start a little history. I don't remember exactly when, but it was when Jagannath Ishwari was about 10 or 12. So we won't ask. Anyway, so you get the idea. We're not going to ask how old a woman is, or give any hint. So, but it was that long ago. And we met in Mauritius. And there's this very nice young girl, and quite young school girl, kind of like in the middle of the school period of life. And she came to see me with her family, of course, in the place of, she mentioned, Manasi Ganga Mataji and her husband Harry Dave in Mauritius. So she came and she, you know, she was very nice, very appreciative and enthusiastic and, you know, sort of, what to say, we'll say enthusiastic about being connected to me. And I thought, wow, that's really nice. That's really nice. Then, well, not too long, maybe we met again once or twice in Mauritius, I forget the details, but then we sort of drifted physically or geographically at least apart because the family came here and she did actually contact me a bit in between. She wrote occasionally and somehow or other I just got that feeling that I should come. Specifically, very specifically and only because she was here and she really seemed to want it. So therefore, what is it now, 6 years ago? Or, the arrangements, of course, were made a little before that. So I came and all the arrangements were made, and I came up here, and then there she was, and her family, Vrinda Devi, such a sincere and dedicated soul, and Ramai Prabhu, also very sincere and dedicated soul, and So that there's a type of a bottom line here, and that is that I'm here in sunny Newcastle because of Jagannath Ishwari Devi Dasi. Let's be completely open and clear about that. It's actually a fact. If it wasn't for her, I would not have come. Yes, I can just say it just like that. I wouldn't have come because, well, as Chaitanya Vallabha Prabhu said, it is an outpost or something like that. Yeah, it's off the beaten track. And one could always go to London and it's the big everything. And it's, you know, there's lots of devotees and it's always nice. But then, yeah, then so I thought, okay, let me come and visit them. Visit her, so I did. And then again, you know, whatever. So the connection which we had, which had been, you know, it had been, what would you say, not totally manifest, but the connection was there. So then it sort of got re-established and revitalized, and she asked me if I'd give her initiation, so I thought, okay. And then it happened. I guess it happened the following year, it must have been.
February 2014 it was.
Was it? Yeah. Okay. So when did I actually come here first?
It was April 2013.
That I came first.
Yeah, April 2013 it was, yeah.
Then I came first.
Yeah.
And then in February following year, she was initiated. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or January, sorry, 2013.
Okay, fine. Right. So, yes, you know, for whatever it's worth, and as far as I'm concerned, it's quite doubtful, but for whatever it is worth, I'm here because of Jagannath Eshri Devi Dasi. It's a fact. And I appreciate her sincerity. You know, that was when we met, when she was like 10 or 11, whatever it is. I think not more than 12. Yeah. And just a youngster, but the relationship stayed and then developed, and it continues to develop. And I really appreciate her as a sincere disciple. You know, I could say, plenty of disciples. I have more than enough. Yeah, I'm not lacking. There's no shortage in the disciples' department. But not all disciples are equal. And I do appreciate her mood of discipleship. It is actually very nice. And therefore I come back. Therefore I came, and therefore I come back, and therefore I'm here. Yes. So, oh, here she is. I don't know if she heard what I just said, but anyway. Yeah, so I do appreciate her. And from her, through her, through that connection, I've met, well, Chaitanya Vallabha Prabhu, a great tower of strength in Krishna consciousness, and a natural leader in Krishna consciousness. Of course, he's got things to learn about leadership, but, you know, basically he's doing good. And ISKCON Newcastle is alive. It has not sort of dropped into a state of slumber, or which can happen in situations like this where there are no what we call full-time devotees. I mean, you know, like ashram resident. Yeah. So I met Chaitanya Vallabha Prabhu, and I appreciate him, and of course Brinda Devi Ramai, and by some quirk of fate, or Krishna's arrangement, Sharadiya Rasa Devi Dasi from South Africa has ended up, of all places, here. Or at least in Durham, which is more or less here. And she's another good soul. She's actually just another good soul. She really is. Yeah. And then, you know, I was really appreciating what Prem Sankirtan Prabhu was saying. On a certain technical level of public speaking, it was a little sort of, you know, plus English. I didn't realize so clearly, but I did realize more clearly, English is not your mother tongue. I was going to ask you, well, I won't say it in Russian, but I was going to ask you if you speak Russian, because that I think maybe you don't.
I studied a little bit. Okay. I don't speak, yeah.
Because I can understand. Anyway, all right. But I was really appreciating what he was saying, but more particularly the underlying mood, the basic thing. It was really so nice from his heart. Yeah, thank you. And I do appreciate Prem Sankirtan. As we were driving up the road, Chaitanya Balaprabhu and Satyakumar Prabhu can vouch that we're just coming up, almost up to the lights, but we're just approaching still. And the devotees came out, headed by, well, okay, Gorkhashore Prabhu, but no, it must be said, led by Prem Sankirtan. And what did I say? I said, every yatra should have a Prem Sankirtan. Really? Because, you know, someone who is just alive and just naturally inspired, not just to be Krishna conscious, but to give people, he's just a major giver. And I've seen it at other times. We went on Harinam at least once down through the town there, and I could see it. So I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And his good wife too. And their children. How old is your oldest daughter? Okay. This is not, it's definitely not a threat. I mean, that's just not the right word at all. It's not, it's just a piece of information for you. One young devotee who is 9, who I've known for some years, since I think she was 6, she's chanting 16 rounds a day and going to school. It's not, it's a hint. And it's fun. She likes it. She is a cool kid. Right. Okay. So anyway, here we are. And we're not at, so this is a non-Vyasa Puja, Vyasa Puja. That's what it is. It's something like that. I'm not sure what it is. But it's an informal gathering of disciples, friends, yes, like that, and well-wishers, and devotees. But on this type of occasion, you know, we normally, of course, we talk something about what it means, what's it about to be a disciple. And what's it about? What's it like to be a spiritual master? I can just tell you, being a spiritual master, or should we just say, having the service of trying to help the devotees in that sort of capacity, is a very interesting experience. It's a very interesting experience. It's both good and bad. There's good and bad elements in it. It's really good when you see some disciples making progress. It's just really good. And, you know, particularly if you can see, because devotees make progress because they get inspiration, impetus from different sources, not just from the spiritual master. It's not just a one-man show by any means. But when you see, if you're trying to do that service and you see that devotees are getting inspiration and making progress because of the connection and some input that you've been giving, it's very satisfying and gratifying, and just, and it makes you think that it's worth it. One of my godbrothers, Bhaktivaibhava Swami, I don't think he comes here much, I imagine you've heard of him. He's a great soul. He's the chairman of the GBC. And he said, in the relationship between spiritual master and disciple, there is mercy and there is a burden. The disciple gets the mercy and the spiritual master gets the burden. And I thought, right, you got it, he got it. It's a good one. It's a really good one. So there's a burden. There's a burden, and sometimes you feel it. You know, it's interesting. Prabhupada talks about this, if you've read Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers. Prabhupada talks about, well, Brahmatirtha Prabhu, at that time Bob Cohen, is questioning Prabhupada about this and that. And how does he put it? I don't know if I can remember exactly, but it's about the spiritual master suffering, or no, getting karma. Something like that, I don't know if anyone remembers. And, or no, sinful reactions.
Prabhupada is sick.
Oh, I'm sick.
And he asks him, if you're pure devotee, why are you sick?
Oh, why are you sick? And Prabhupada says that sometimes we accept a disciple who we shouldn't accept. Because, you know, you can't be too conservative. I mean, you can't be, like, irresponsibly liberal at the same time. But you can't be too conservative, because we've got to, you know, if you waited for everyone to become fully qualified, you'd have to wait until they're just about to die. You know, when there's no chance they may fall down. So, yeah, so sometimes someone gets accepted who shouldn't have been, actually. Of course, it's still an opportunity for them, and some of them do actually make it. But some of them just really don't make it because it wasn't the right thing. They weren't ready. I mean, who's ready? But they weren't ready enough at all. But somehow it may seem like they slipped through the system and they got initiated. So then Prabhupada makes the point about sinful activity, that sometimes we accept such a person and we get reactions. That is our sinful activity. That we accepted someone, actually we shouldn't have. It's, yeah, like, anyway, we shouldn't have. And then Prabhupada elsewhere talks about how, I think it's elsewhere, how the spiritual master sometimes has to suffer bad dreams. Yeah, things may just sort of enter the mind. Where did that come from? And
on the battery today.
No, not yet. So yeah, sometimes things pop into the mind and you think, where on earth did that come from? I was not thinking about that. I didn't want to think about that. But something pops into the mind. There can be different reasons for that, but one reason is, and Prabhupada specifically states, that because one has accepted, you know, maybe not even someone who's just like, you know, shouldn't have been accepted, but just devotees, because everyone has their ups and downs. And everyone has their downs. And when they have their downs, you know, wrong things enter their minds. And even sometimes they do wrong things. Even though they're essentially sincere enough, arguably, to be accepted. But sometimes they actually do some nonsense. And the spiritual master gets a reaction. I've even had the experience, not often, but I have had the experience one or two times quite vividly of performing an initiation and then almost immediately after, like within hours or an hour or definitely the same day, really feeling like, wow, you know, life, what has happened to me? And then it became clear that it must have been, it could only really have been, or at least it makes the most sense, that it was a karmic, a sinful reaction, some sort of reaction for accepting people who, you know, still have sufficient problems, you know, to be problematic sometimes. Yeah, so, but there is also mercy in being a spiritual master. I'm not trying to put you off becoming spiritual masters because it is in your stars. I can see the future. I think some of you will have to do that in due course. Actually, there's a lot of mercy there, like I mentioned, when you see disciples making progress and doing something for Prabhupada. And just knowing, wow, Prabhupada, this is pleasing to Prabhupada. It's very satisfying, very nice. But then you get your share of challenges too. So, being a spiritual master means being a type of servant of all the devotees. You know, on the whole, just speaking about myself, I don't distinguish so much between those who are my actual initiated disciples and those who aren't. Part of it's because of being a GBC member and overseeing different areas, even for many years, and knowing everybody, and basically knowing who everybody is, and they also relate, you know, in that type of way. So I don't discriminate so much. It's definitely not like a black and white type of situation. The disciples and the non-disciples, and they're just different. But at the same time, there is a difference. After all, what is Krishna consciousness? Achintya Bheda Bhetava. Oneness and difference. So I can say that I do try my best, whatever that means, or whatever that is. I really do try my best to sort of look after the disciples, keep tabs on them. Prabhupada was asked, how do you know how your disciples are doing? And Prabhupada answered, the postman tells me. I can say, you know, Gmail tells me, or something like that. The email system tells me. And also, not just the grapevine, but the connections through the devotees in the community. Generally, we get to understand how the disciples are doing. And we do try to come and give them association. So being a spiritual master, you know, it has its ups and downs. When I was first asked if I would like to become a spiritual master, it was 1983, and we were in Mauritius, the Mauritian connection. Yes. We were in Mauritius with none other than His Grace Bhagavan Das. It was the GBC in South Africa and in Mauritius, and we attended a deity installation, Radha Golokananda. And we're driving to the airport, and Bhagavan Das, who was the GBC and the zonal guru, the one man, yeah, he really was. And he had a real presence about himself. Yeah, a real presence. He had a lot of charisma. He was very intelligent. I mean, yeah, he was very intelligent, actually. And at that stage, at least, he was very enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness. So anyway, Bhagavan Das asked me, would you like to become a guru? And frankly, it hadn't occurred to me before then. And even then, it didn't really occur to me. I just thought, you know, what? This is crazy. And I never thought about it again for some years, actually. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought, who, me? Because in those days particularly, we remembered Srila Prabhupada so much, and his being a guru, and just the idea of guru meant superhuman. And Bhagavan, he was, you know, at least he thought of himself as being a bit on the superhuman side, I must say, to his detriment, unfortunately. But then after a while, I think it was maybe 88 or something like that, someone started approaching me, just a handful. And then we had to kind of, you know, take it more seriously. So my bottom line, what I would like to convey to you all here is that, you know, when I come, I'm open to everyone. It's not a closed thing, only the disciples, everyone else, we just say Hari Bol to. I'm open to everyone. And if I can be of service to anyone, I'm ready to try for what it's worth. Yes. So, you know, and I really appreciate the association of all of you. Following our Japa retreat, I would say I feel appreciation for all of you more, considerably more than I did before. I really appreciate more Vrijendranandan Prabhu for his dancing. I don't know if anyone videoed it, but if they did, we gotta put it up. Because, you know, if however many people liked, you know, whatever other post you put up, and you put this up, I tell you, you'll get a zillion times more. That was just what? It really was just what? And what to speak of Gorky Shorten. I actually felt that Rajendra Nandan's dancing was even better. Yeah, because it wasn't just funny. I mean, it was really great. It was just only an experienced devotee who's free from false ego could have done what you did. But dancing is very devotional. Of course, you were following in the footsteps of Jatila. You make an excellent Jatila. Wow. But his dancing, amazing. And he's a good soul too. When I first met him, he was sort of somewhere in between, if I may say. Yeah, somewhere in between. But then he came to the other side, the right side, and away he went, and sure, he's great. But, yeah, the Mauritian connection, just to conclude by going back to Mother Jagannath Ishwari, the sound system is reaching?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I came here because of Jagannath Ishwari. If it wasn't for her, you know, I was coming a little to London, not much at all, but a little bit. But I came here because I perceived her to be a sincere soul, sort of sincere enough to be worth taking some trouble for and making an effort for. Normally when I travel around, you know, like I said, I've got enough disciples. And I go to all these places, Satchikumar Prabhu knows. Generally, there's a whole lot, at least a fair number, 20, 30, 40, 50, you know, that sort of number. And they're generally at least 20 or 30. And so it's a lot more. And I only spent, you know, 3-4 days. But I felt that within her heart was that sort of sincerity, that it was worth making a little extra effort for. And then after that, I could say, if you don't mind me saying, after that was Vrishni, another very sincere soul. Yeah. Vrishni came forward and wanted to become a disciple. And I thought, yeah, I felt I could see in her the same sort of, at least the beginnings of the same type of sincerity for Krishna consciousness. And I felt it was worth coming, maybe for her too. And then I met Chaitanya Vallabha Prabhu, and sure, what can I say? So anyway, devotees, please remember, I'm your servant. If I can help you in any way, just let me know. And I'll try to whatever degree I'm capable. And keep trying to develop ISKCON Newcastle. We should do that. I mean, that's what we do. We develop the Krishna consciousness movement. As the movement develops, we develop. But keep doing the sacred street party. If you can, do more book distribution. Yeah? Yes. We, you know, in Johannesburg, quite some years ago, Johannesburg, South Africa, it's somewhat bigger. It's bigger than Newcastle. It's definitely bigger. And we had two ladies going out and distributing books. And we had a center very similar to this, except we were living there. Temple room was a little smaller, And just from the devotees going out and distributing books every day, gradually more and more people started coming every day. And we had an evening dinner program with Kirtan in a class, Monday to Friday. On the weekend, we'd go out, there was a bigger temple just outside the city. And on Wednesday, we'd have usually 25 or 30 people come. And many people became devotees. So think, you know, what should you do? You should, as a group, individually, collectively, you should think, what can we do to develop ISKCON Newcastle? To get, which means, to get more people to come in, look after them, and look after each other so everyone progresses. You know, I'm sure you can do more. And the more you do, the more you will feel good. Very good. So, thank you very much for your kind words. Very kind words, sometimes too kind. Sometimes I felt like interrupting. But anyway, we just let things go on. Thank you for the kind words. Thank you for participating so wholeheartedly in the Japa retreat. You know, I did mention at the beginning, if you want to learn something, teach it. I really felt I learned from the Japa retreat. I really learned. And it's just helped me greatly. Yeah. So thank you, and thank you to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Shri Panchatattva ki.
Jai.
ISKCON Newcastle Yatra ki.
Jai.
Go Premanande.
Hare Krishna.
So let's back to Chaitanya Swami ki.
Hare Krishna. So we're going to...